Hello, who is this?
Hello, good evening. Yes. This is Will calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes to participate?
Yes.
Thank you. First question, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you at least 18 years of age, yes or no?
No.
You are not 18 years old yet?
Yes, I thought you said 80. I thought you said 80.
No, 18. Okay,
yes.
Thank you. I apologize. You didn't understand me at first. Next question. What is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota, in your opinion?
Too many welfare cases.
Okay, thank you. Next question. In your opinion, what's the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Too many plastic bottles around the world.
Okay, let me see. Okay. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota specifically?
Too much.
Too much?
I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Don't worry about it. Next question. Using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how will you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? When it comes to mining, do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Somewhere in between.
Just fair?
Fair.
Or poor? Fair. Okay,
fair.
Thank you. Thank you. What about when it comes down to agriculture and farming? Do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Thank you. What about electric utilities?
Fair.
Fair. What about refining?
What?
Refining.
I'm not sure.
Okay. What about medical manufacturing?
I don't know.
Okay. What about forest products?
What kind of product?
Forest.
I don't know.
Don't know. Okay, thank you. Next question. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups doing maintaining forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Forest and timber industries, do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor at managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you. What about the environmental groups?
I'm not sure.
Okay. What about U.S. Forest Service?
Don't know.
Okay. What about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Good.
Good. Thank you. What about county land departments?
Which department?
County land department.
I don't know.
Don't know. Okay. Thank you. Now, how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
No idea.
Don't know?
No.
Okay. How significant a role do you think the forest industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all?
Very, very significant.
Very. Thank you. Thank you so much. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested?
More.
More. Thank you. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than it was back in the 70s?
There's less trees.
viewer. Okay, thank you. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not? Yes or no?
Maybe not.
Not. Okay, thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say it has a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
Negative impact.
Thank you. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not? Yes or no?
I don't know.
Don't know. Okay, thank you. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, and county land that are not park or wilderness areas? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or do you think it's a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Somewhere in between.
A significant one?
No.
A minor?
What else?
Or a fading component?
A minor.
A minor. Okay, thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification, training in operations, and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public and private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues, such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economy?
Support.
Thank you. Thank you. We're almost done now. I'm going to read a list of several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. increase the number of diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry to include urban, indigenous migrant, and minority communities. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Getting to school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you so much. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, technical grade school, some college, college graduate degree?
College graduate.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you. How would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
City.
City. Okay, thank you. Is your annual household income below the 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 plus?
25,000.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider your political views as liberal, progressive, moderate, conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. In which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retire, homemaker, student, or not employed?
Work part-time, blue-collar job.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself, with all due respect, female, male, or something else?
Female.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. Thank you once again for your time and for every single one of your opinions. You have a blessed evening.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.